Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The Gig Cast. Welcome to the GigCast. This is GigCast Show 171. And if you're wondering where GigCast Show 170 went, you're going to get that this week, too. That's right. This is JT Shea here for Night Gig Studios and the GigCast. Scott isn't with me today. He was sick most of the week, so we didn't get to record. And last week, we did record, but things got in the way, and I wasn't able to actually get out the Thanksgiving episode. So what I'm going to do here real quick after the break is go through some quick Twitter bits and news for this week, and then give you last week's show. We'll call it a lost episode or something along those lines. The mysterious missing show 170, or the week the GigCast was sucked into a wormhole and sent into the Delta Quadrant, where it finally made its way back with the crew of Voyager, or something along those lines. But anyway, so why don't we take our quick break, do our station ID, maybe listen to a Christiana Ellis's Shallow Thought, and then come back with this week's GigCast, which is a combination, again, of show 170 and 171. And we'll get to all that right after this.
Prepare to drown your brain in a tablespoon of philosophy. It's Christiana's Shallow Thoughts on the GigCast. And now, Christiana's Shallow Thoughts. So, I guess there's this new syndrome now. Brand new for the 21st century. A couple of psychiatrists have documented and named a new mental disorder, which they have dubbed the Truman Show Syndrome. If you can't remember back 10 years, The Truman Show was a movie in which a man played by Jim Carrey had grown up in a small town, never knowing that his whole life, the people, his family, even the town itself, were all elaborately orchestrated as part of a 24/7 reality TV show. Well, as you might guess then, people who have Truman Show Syndrome suffer from the delusion that everything in their lives is an elaborate hoax, perpetrated as part of a reality TV show. An unsettling proposition, to be sure. But it just goes to show you how delusional people can believe some really strange things. I mean, it's ridiculous on the face of it. Not only would it require a ridiculous amount of coordination and such for something like that, but think about it. Why would they bother? I mean, really? Is there actually an audience for something like that? What kind of person would tune in every single day to indulge in the pointless, trivial minutiae of some random weirdo? It's preposterous. Even if it was only a few minutes a day, would people really be interested in following... Wait a minute. Is that a camera? ShallowThoughts.libsyn.com and ChristianaEllis.com 206-984-9264. New Thoughts Daily.
And we're back, or I should say, I'm back. And since there really isn't a, quote, real show this week, what I'm going to go through is going to go through my Twitter account and make the announcements I need to announce. Usually with Twitter Bits, the day we're going to record, I send out a little message on Twitter saying, hey, we're about to record in about an hour or so. What you got? Well, the thing is, this last week, I did that a couple of times because we were planned to record a couple of times, and it didn't happen. So if you bear with me, we're going to go through this live and find out exactly what is happening out there in the webcomic world that we should talk about according to Twitter. Let's see here. Ba-da-ba, lots of tweeting about Enterprise because I'm going through Enterprise. Why I'm doing that, I don't know, but I am. I'm enjoying it immensely. That's one hot Vulcan, as I tend to tweet a lot. Let's see. Willis42 had a hard drive crash, which kind of sucks. And he asked why he didn't listen to the shallow thoughts about backing up his data. So hopefully he'll get back everything back there. Scott Story and I chatted about ukuleles a little bit. We got Krishna's cover pages for his Night Gig book submission, which is awesome. Hey, it was pretty cool. I actually Twittered to the Ink Tank, the old Barry Smith there, that I had coffee with his old college roommate, which happens to be Brian Gibson, who does that comic called Stupids at www.stupids.com. I mentioned it last week. What's really cool is I did have coffee with him. He lives right down the road from me. Probably if I had a good-sized rock, I could probably hit somewhere near his residence. And we met in downtown Palm Harbor at a place called the Witch's Brew. Had some coffee and chatted for about 2.5-3 hours about all things on the web, cartooning. We're both out of a job at the moment, so we had a lot to talk about. It was a lot of fun. So be sure to check out his comic at stupids.com. And, of course, he was a roommate at one of those cartooning colleges in New Jersey, I think, and with Barry Smith, who, of course, is the Ink Tank, who does Ink Tank at inktank.com. And the old, remember we chatted with him about his old comic, Angst Technology, and whatnot a while back. So check out that webcomic as well. Robert the Plant is now tweeting. He's actually a character in Imagine This. And he is... He actually tweeted something a little bit later. Hold on a second. I'm going ahead of myself here. Let's see. I know we've got some good news in here somewhere. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, the Good, Bad, and Geeky, if you listen to them, they're having a contest. If you head over to the goodbadandgeeky.com or dribbleforkids.com and go to the Good, Bad, and Geeky page off of there, they have a survey. If you're a listener to the show, fill out their survey, and there's a good chance you can win one of four DVDs. I know Iron Man is one of them, and a couple others. Let's see who. What else is? I know. Did he? I think he tweeted me, or did a direct message to me with some of the other stuff there. Crap. Anyway, I'll get to that. Bum bum. This is riveting podcasting, isn't it? Me going through my Twitter account here, trying to find something to talk about. Bum bum. I know there were some people who tweeted some stuff. Somebody tweeted something about there's a new comic website. Is it funny? That's it. Isitfunny.com. They kind of like it with a new, it's a new website where you rank today's web comics if you think they're funny or not. I haven't had a chance to check it out, but it's something I will do before next show. So if you want to head over to isitfunny.com and send me an email at gigcast@nightgig.com what you think about it, if it's worth anything, if that kind of feedback helps your comic or not, let me know. It'd be great to find out get what you guys think about that. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah, this is where Robert the Plant wanted the people to know that on Imagine This is doing a Christmas Carol, a parody of Christmas of the Christmas Carol with the Imagine This characters, which I think would be great. Gee, I wonder who's going to be Scrooge. Those of you who read Imagine This will know very well who was going to be Scrooge. Great stuff. So head on over to ImagineThis.com and check that out. Oh, and he also hit 120,000 page views since he's launched the comic this week, which is a great milestone. Congratulations over there at Imagine This. That's about it. I thought there was more out there, but we got that. Is it funny? I believe it's at isitfunny.com. I think that's right. I can find out because I have the interweb. I have the magic of the interweb in front of me. Isitfunny.com. And it says coming soon. That's all it says. So it's not right? Let me do it. Oh, jeez. It's funny. Is it funny.com? I don't know. I could have swore that was it. Maybe it's not. It's an about us wiki page. Is it funny.com? Huh. I don't know. I could have swore it was up. I heard people talking about it and people blogging about it, but I don't see it. I thought that was it. I might be wrong. I guess I'm wrong. I just don't know. But, anyway, it may be it. It may be down. It might not be up yet, but I could have swore that was what they're talking about. Is it funny today? Or is it funnytoday.com? Ah, that would be why I didn't get it right. Is it funnytoday.com? And I know all of you that listen to the GigCast were shouting at me when I got it wrong. But yes, is it funny today? It's Fine and Rate Your Favorite Web Comics. So check it out. You know, maybe that might be worth looking at or whatnot. But anyway, that's going to be it. Let me just check to see if Brian Anderson sent me anything this week. I'm not sure he did. I think he sent me something last week, and I didn't do that one yet. I can share that to you. Let's see. Doggy Doug. Well, you know, he didn't. Let's see. Mini Comic Con is happening again. I know we talked about that over at MingSecret.com, blog.MingSecret.com. That is actually going to be happening. I hope we didn't miss it again. Error not found. Huh, interesting. Let's try going home. Blogs, Ming Secret, and where's the Mini Comic Con? I don't know, but he's plugging it again. Brian Anderson wanted me to mention that again. So go to blog.minsecret.com, and I'm sure there's a link somewhere there to the Mini Comic Con, which is a really neat online idea. So if it's not too late, check it out. And if it's too late for this one, it'll happen again, I believe, in 3 weeks. So do that. I have to definitely mention that Sword in Hand is back up and updating. I've been telling Hunter I was going to mention this for last week, and because the show didn't happen, that didn't happen, but there you go. Sword in Hand is back. That's right. Zim, the mighty adventurer, is now posting once again his webcomic that was on for a couple years ago. It took a couple year hiatus, and now it's gone. We're actually going to have Hunter on next week to talk about that. So check out Sword in Hand. So when we talk about it next week, you'll know what we're talking about. It's a great webcomic. It was one of the ones back when I was webcomicking that was active, and I'm glad to see that it's back. Brian Anderson also got some thank yous from people that we've plugged on that bastard Brian Anderson spotlight. So I'm glad you guys are paying attention to what we're talking about and checking out the webcomics that we're plugging. That's awesome. Let's see. Again, Sword in Hand, Sword in Hand, Sword in Hand, Sword in Hand. And Fritz Cartoons was wondering what happened to last week's GigCast. Like I said, it was Thanksgiving, recorded on Thanksgiving, and it just didn't happen. And this week, again, life gets in the way. Things are a mess, as you know, with the job hunt and everything else. So, but I'm glad we're trying to get this going. And by the way, just a little hint, if you are a Twitter person, don't follow any mass marketing people, because as soon as you do, everybody else that's into internet marketing, mass marketing, new media marketing, marketing, is then going to follow you and ask you to follow them. And it's just, blah, blah, blah. No fun. So there we go. That's going to be it, I guess. We want to mention quickly there's a bunch of webcomic people have been twittering back and forth in the last couple of weeks about Mario Kart on the Wii. And if you're into that, which is really cool, it'd be fun to get a bunch of people together that do have Mario Kart Wii. So if you're not following us on Twitter and you want to know about it, email me again at gigcast@nightgig.com or jt@nightgig.com. And I'd love to get a day together where, once every 2 weeks, or like kind of like maybe the opposite Fridays of this Sequential Artist Pub, something along those lines, where we can get together for an hour or two and have a full racing circuit with a bunch of people that know each other online. It's a lot more fun to race Mario Kart Wii when you're against people you know, and it's a lot better than with a bunch of people than one-on-one, because one-on-one just doesn't do it for me. It's not that fun. in Mario Kart Wii anyway. So yeah, I'll tell you what. That's going to be it for this week's news. I'm sure I forgot a whole bunch of stuff that people asked me to talk about. But that's just the way it's going to be, unfortunately, by myself. So Scott can't hit me in the back of the head and tell me what I need to do. Let me just see if I get any... well, I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week or not, but BubbaWorldComics.net is doing a contest. If you want to earn some free Bubba World Comics art, head on over to BubbaWorldComics.com and find out what you do. Pretty much just got to email them at BubbaWorldComics@gmail.com and tell you what the six titles like best and why. Because if you remember correctly, Bubba World Comics is all drawn by the same guy, but there's a new comic every day, meaning that if there's six different comics Monday through Saturday. So every Monday it's the same comic, or Tuesday it's the same comic. So it's got six comics running at the same time on different days of the week. So basically he's just looking for feedback, and if you give him feedback, you could win some free art. So head on over to BubbaWorldComics.net, and it's spelt just like it sounds, BubbaWorldComics.net. All right, so let's take a break now. Well, not a break, but let's get in the Wayback Machine and pretend it's actually the Friday after Thanksgiving. You're back from the Black Friday shopping. You're back from the mall. You're tired, exhausted, just want to sit back and relax. Close your eyes, don't have to watch anything, and plug in your iPod, and lo and behold, GigCast 170 is there for you to listen to. And you can hear Scott and I talk about Thanksgiving and stuff. So just sit back, relax, and imagine it's the Friday after Thanksgiving. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving.
The GigCast.
Welcome to the 170th issue of the GigCast. This is your host, JT Shea, speaking to you with a very, very, very full tummy here on a Thanksgiving evening. And joining me from the Great White North, once again, Scott Gallatin. How you doing, Scott?
Are we seriously at one show 170?
Yes, we are.
God, was I just not paying attention to the last 169 shows? Well,
remember yesterday, last week, when I said it was show 169, if I'd known that, it would have been more 69 jokes. But the whole time I said it was show 180, I mean 168, and I was off by one, remember?
No, don't.
Okay, well, it was, and I did. But yeah, 170 weeks of the GigCast here, this being the Thanksgiving show. No guest with us today, but we have some news to talk about, some Twitter bits and stuff like that, so it's all good. I might even throw in a GigCast classic, one of the bits we've done. We have a couple of good Thanksgiving bits we can throw in here. I'll pick one. Probably the first one. Harken back with me, if you will, to the year 2004? Four. I don't know.
Harken back with me.
Harken back to whatever year I can't remember right now. And we'll do the one in the inside Chuck's brain. Good old Chuck Rolls. Back when
he had that one.
Audio. Yeah, we'll play that one for you. In fact, yeah, we'll do that after we do the news and whatnot. But we do have the Christian Ellis Shallow Thoughts, of course. And the that bastard. That's real pretty good. Careful, I might get shot in your neck of the woods. Ambassador Brian Anderson Spotlight. We have a couple of ones that he sent that we'll be playing right about now for you too. So tell you what, let's take care of those two things, and we'll come back and talk about what else we got to talk about right after this.
Prepare to drown your brain in a tablespoon of philosophy. It's Christiana's Shallow Thoughts on the GigCast.
And now,
Christiana's Shallow Thoughts. This shallow thought goes out on Thursday, November 27th, 2008, Thanksgiving Day here in the USA. And so I think it's important for me to take a little time to tell all of you what you should be thankful for. To begin, of course, we have the priceless things in life, family and friends. Priceless because no one would pay for them. Still, sometimes they're nice to have around, such as when you need help moving or need someone to loan you money. Then, of course, we should be thankful for our health. Unless, of course, you are not healthy. In which case, be thankful that you don't have flesh-eating bacteria. Unless, of course, you do have flesh-eating bacteria, in which case you should be thankful that you now have an excuse that no one will ever be able to trump. We should also be thankful for the little things, like the billions of helpful bacteria that live in our intestinal tract, helping us to digest and derive nourishment from things that would otherwise just slide on through. We should be thankful for the 5-piece chicken nuggets from Wendy's for only 99 cents. No, wait. I think they raised that to $1.19. So, never mind that one. You should be thankful that the current economic crisis has taken some of those snooty hedge fund managers down a peg. And thankful to plants for all of the oxygen. I'm thankful for all of those things. But most of all, I'm thankful that I'm awesome enough to have earned a wonderful podcast audience like you, who are intelligent and thoughtful and clearly have the good taste required to recognize a good thing when you hear it. So for this Thanksgiving, I'm giving thanks, just like I'm supposed to. Can I have the pumpkin pie now? ShallowThoughts.libsyn.com and ChristianaEllis.com, 206-984-9264. New Thoughts Daily.
And we are back, and I'm still full, and I'm fighting off the tryptophan to stay awake here.
You know, that's a complete
I know complete it is.
Bunk.
I know it is, but it's fun to say.
Tryptophan.
Yeah. Don't you think?
About as much fun as pseudoaminophen.
Ooh, pseudoaminophen. Tryptophan pseudoaminophen cocktail. Sounds like it would be something that I'd be looking at on CSI or something.
You probably make meth out of it, tryptophan and pseudoaminophen.
I know you can out of pseudoaminophen. That's why. I don't know, but in your state, do you have to show your driver's license to buy Sudafed?
If you try to buy a lot of it,
yeah. It drives me nuts.
They've actually they made the big efforts to move all of the pseudoaminophen into someplace visible.
Oh, so that, no, to get it in here, you have to go to the pharmacy counter and actually talk to the pharmacist, and they have to give it to you. Yeah.
You know what? I bet you're right, because most of the cough and cold crap now
is not.
Well, yeah, it does not contain pseudoaminophen.
Right, exactly.
So it's, and it doesn't work as well.
It doesn't. It pisses me off. I always go talk and give them my license and say, well, if you register here, you won't have to do it every time. Just give me the damn medicine.
Big brother, just leave me alone. You know, you know what? That's going to get me to my first rant before we get too far.
Sure.
You know what I'm thankful for?
What's that?
Or what I'm not thankful for, maybe.
What's that?
Is the fact that everywhere I go, they want me to register and prove my identity and do all this stuff. I really want to go back to the day where you could walk into a place and just anonymously pick up stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, seriously, if we keep going down this path, it's going to get to the point where it's like, oh, you'd like a copy of Playboy. Well, if you'd register with us, we could just put it in a brown paper bag and walk you out the door with it.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's like when you go to buy something, they ask for your zip code. I say no.
Yeah.
No, I just
don't need my telephone number.
I'm not a statistic. Nope. Sorry. Just thank you.
Yeah. And then most times the cashier doesn't even know what the hell to do.
Yeah.
All in the name of trying to protect us, they're going to just screw us. It's you know, oh, we're fighting terrorists. You really, at Blockbuster, you're fighting terrorists by demanding that you see my photo ID?
Well, what if they want to rent the how to make a bomb in 3 easy steps video? You can get there at Blockbuster.
I'm pretty sure they just download it from BitTorrent sites.
Yeah, but that'd be illegal.
Yeah, sure, of course, because that's the only way you would do it. So, yeah, I guess I'm thankful that at some point, you know, they'll just be in a hole somewhere.
Hey, because, and speaking about registering and stuff like that, did you see that the Half Pixel forums went down?
No.
Yeah, apparently. Well, they were on, it was Chris Straub was running it on DreamHost. And I guess for a couple of months now, DreamHost has been complaining about all the traffic that's been generated because the PvP forums are over there.
Sure.
And so instead of taking down his three websites, you know, Chainsaw Suit, Starship Crisis, and that banned one, he's got the comic, I can't think of the name of it right now, he decided just to remove the forums, and all the PvP people were all pissed off. Not Scott Kurtz. Scott Kurtz is all good with it. He was like, yeah, it's fine, no problem. Hey, if you want to follow me, I got a Facebook group you can comment, do comments on, and with this, that, and the other. But, you know, the people that were, I guess, one of the tweets I saw that Scott put out said that, you know, hey, my 20 fans that want to talk about Twilight can go somewhere else to do that. It's not a problem. So, yeah.
So they're going to bring them back somewhere else?
I would assume so. I would assume so. Something a little more robust than DreamHost, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Because we're kind of in that same boat of we've got half a dozen people to a dozen people that actively post in our forums, and we're looking to move. So it's kind of a, what do we do?
Do we try
I'd
to
love
move to,
I'd love or? To start fresh so that it would, I seriously would. I'd love to start fresh with just a general forum, a news forum, a promotions forum, and if anybody who's Night Gig related wants a forum, we'll host it for them. But I don't want to put back all the other ones. Well, I really don't.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. I mean, a lot gets lost there, and we have many different forums that
used to be our main source of communication with you, the listeners and readers. It's not anymore.
No.
So why?
Nowadays it's more of an instant thing through Twitter. Or through IM, or if we need to really get a hold
comments
of somebody.
On sites.
Exactly. Yeah. A comment, a post to, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I completely believe in having a publicly available community. But, I mean, if you, like, for example, Webcomics Inc., I've got a fan club there mm-hmm. that I should promote more often. You know, I really would love it if people start up conversations there. There's your publicly available, you know, without much intervention from me, place to talk about the comic. But
sure,
I mean that's, you know what I mean. As far as if we spin this around for a second of what you need or what you might want to have as a person producing entertainment. I mean you want to promote a public forum. But do you want to set up your own forum anymore? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, because there's so many out there. I mean, it's what it turns out to be is just one more place somebody, like we're just talking about, has to register to comment or to post something. Yeah. And unless you're a huge fan of that, I mean, I can't tell you how many forums I've registered in the past just to make one or two comments and then haven't gone back to.
Right. Well, and what's the value add? I mean, real legitimately. I mean, there's some forums that are very, very active. And I make it a point to at least try to get out there often enough to put my name out there. Yeah. I mean, like the Tall Tale Features forum. I mean, it's great that they've actually got a pretty decent amount of activity going on. But seriously, Matt Scott, I'm not really in need of its own forum at this point. If you want to talk about it, you can comment on the site.
Exactly. It makes more sense if you want to make a comment about the comic, you comment on that post the comic's in. Because mm-hmm. nowadays, that's with the Comics Press plugin, you can have comments on every single comic. It makes a lot more sense to start a thread that way than elsewhere. But
so maybe we should do this. Maybe we should just ask if you listeners have any thoughts on forums and kind of what's your take on the pros and cons of having a forum are. Why don't you send them in to gigcast@nightgig.com,
mm-hmm.
and we'll kind of bring it up as maybe a roundtable thing.
Sure. Now, it makes perfect sense to have a general Night Gig forum But to have it broken down in all the little bits and pieces we had before, yeah. not necessary. I mean, really.
Right. It's not where we divvy out the news.
And anymore. I can see where, you know, Kevin would want to have his own, you know, the Aaron Apprentice forum up or the Sweatshop Studios forum. That makes sense.
Yeah, and the Crimson Dark and guys.
Yeah, that makes that makes sense.
Yep.
Because, you know, there's a following where they get into more conversations than just commenting on the individual strip, you know, the individual right. page of the day, that sort of thing. So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but like Casey, since he got keen spotted, he's basically moved his forum posters with him.
Yep.
And like I said, we've got maybe a dozen active posters.
Right. Makes perfect sense. So when we're looking at moving, we're going to really slim down our forums, whether or not maybe – is there any possible – I don't know, we should talk about this off air. But is there any possible way to move the membership over, or should we just start fresh?
See, and I don't know. That's the question is without major intervention, can you just import the users? You might be able to. And I don't – like I said, I don't know. It took me forever to move it last time.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the forum's been acting a little flaky for last year.
Yeah, like for instance, if you don't get notifications if somebody's commented on a thread you've commented on,
That's the site right, related. But,
that's again the Lunar Pages issue, right? Where they
but
have,
no the what bugs me?
Yeah,
is the if you're on the site and you're reading a couple of posts, but say there's like a dozen posts that are unread.
Right.
So you'll read a couple, and then the rest will mark themselves red.
As red, and you don't know what you haven't read yet.
Exactly. Yeah. And I would like to just basically lose the database.
Yeah, definitely ready
for that's probably where the problem
fresh.
Is.
Sure. Like I said, we've added so many and removed so many stuff there. It's just one big mishmash. It's what, 3-4 years now?
Because there's some bugs.
We did move it over once, I believe.
And we've moved it twice.
Yeah, so it's bound to be problems in there.
Yeah, so, we've moved it twice and we've upgraded it a dozen times.
Right, so we'll do that.
Okay.
We'll start fresh. All right, so what do we have for news that you found?
Well, I wanted to talk about there's a contest over at Calamities of Nature. Well, it's a guest trip contest. He's basically taking submissions. You got to get them in before December 22nd.
All right, so you got a time, which is good.
Yep, and he's looking for any social, political, or even philosophical commentary that you would like to get off your chest. You should check out calamitiesofnatures.com. It's a really good strip.
You know what? It really sounds to me like he's just looking for not have to do any work for his own strip between Christmas and New Year's. That's what it sounds like to me. This is just a scam. To get, filler. Sure.
Yeah.
Perfectly understandable, and he's given prizes, so it's not like he's doing it for just, you know, whatever. You're getting a Volume 1 collection, which is nice, signed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all the other ones will be up in the gallery. So, yeah, head on over to calamitiesofnature.com, and, again, so it's a great place to get your get some notice. Yeah. So did I just kill your flow, man? Is that what happened here?
No. I didn't really have a flow.
Didn't really have a flow.
No, not really.
All right, then.
But by Irma, it's celebrating its 1-year birthday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. I am Y comic, Imi.
Imi, I'm Y, I me, I'm I, Imi. Imi, Imi.
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 Very cool. 1 year. So how many strips was that?
You know what? I highly recommend it. I think it started off good, but I think it's really, really grown.
Excellent.
I think, the coloring and the line art, the line work and everything really, really improved in the year that she's been posting.
Very nice.
Check it out.
Yeah, it was a kind of a slice of life feeling. What do I got? What do I have? Jeez, I don't know. I got some Twitter bits. I've been asking, looking for that. That's what I've been doing.
Oh.
So we can do that.
What have you found?
Well, let's see. Last night when I Twittered that we were going to record and we didn't. Let's see. Stud Kickass Hill. Stud Kickass hit 300 strips recently. So check that out. I believe it's at studkickass.com.
Never seen it. What's it about?
Basically, this guy who just has some crazy adventures.
Huh.
The latest adventure that I looked at, he stole a arcade machine from a deli. Said he found it. And I think he has a friend, which is a... I want to say Penguin. Hold on, let me... I don't know why I want to say Penguin, but I think it may be Penguin. Let me just see. Hold on. I'm going back a couple strips here. No, it's not a penguin. It's a cat. Why do I think it was a penguin?
Because that'd be funny.
No, it's a cat.
Why not a penguin?
Well, it's a cat. Is telling him, you know, it's just cat's kind of crazy. It's a daily strip, which is commendable. But it's at studkickass.blogspot.com, so check that out if you're so want. Let's see. Uh-oh.
I lost
my page. Where was I?
You didn't really need
to. No, my problem was it opened up in the same window. There we go. We're back. Yeah, as Oi Comics, let me know about that whole half pixel forums are gone. So thanks for the info on that there. Mr. Oi. Appreciate that.
Oi.
Oi. Haiku Birdie today tweeted that to say that his in haiku form, it's I've achieved fatness. My massive ass has broken my stepmother's chair. So it's a nice little Thanksgiving haiku from Haiku Birdie. High Moon season 2 has come to our dramatic conclusion, and it's going to be in print sometime next year. You can find all about that at highmooncomics.com. Highmooncomic.com. That was from Mr. David Gallagher. Gallagher. I knew that. And we got a nice little tweet from Mark Mekas, who said that he is getting ready to generate some Frisbee-related lawsuits at MegaCon this year, and that's just to make Carl nervous. And those of you wondering what I'm talking about is because that the entire prize from Zortik, Mark Mekas's comic, is a spaceship, a flying saucer, so to speak. He has some Zortik Frisbees that he tosses around at MegaCon to give out to people and whatnot, little freebies. And Carl is the relative night gig, the night gig lawyer, resident lawyer. So that's why the whole lawsuit thing there.
Didn't know we had a lawyer, did you?
Oh, we do. And he's German, so he's very efficient and ruthless in the courts. So don't mess with night gig.
Sure. did you see the other thing that Oi Comics tweeted at you?
Oh, yeah, the last one. I didn't get up that far. Yeah, he looks like they're going to be opening a store soon at oicomics.com. When I say soon, I mean midnight tonight. So he's opening for Black Friday. So look for your bargain basement deals, your doorbusters between midnight and 4 a.m., I don't know what I'm talking about, and you're not going to hear this till after it's over anyway. So, yeah, all the good deals were before 4 o'clock this morning from midnight to 4. So if you missed those, I'm sorry. No, I'm just making stuff up. Am I losing you? Have I lost you?
Yeah. No, I'm still here.
Okay, well, you
just clicked on links.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a problem.
I clicked on a link, and, well, you started talking about the half-pixel thing, so I was going to go look to see what's going on. And I tried to go to halfpixel.com, and it redirected me to webcomics.com.
I just had a total deja vu.
Wondering what's going on there.
Do you ever get those deja vus?
And I'll close some of my tabs so I can talk to you.
Okay. I'll repeat my question. Did you ever get a deja vu? I mean, a really big deja vu?
No.
I've had a few in my life. I mean, one was I was marching back from breakfast or something in boot camp, and I had a eerie suspicion that I had dreamt about the exact same scene like years ago. I just had one of those right now.
Oh, awesome.
It's kind of weird. Something about the whole redirect to webcomics.com and the whole looking at the Oi comic store thing at the same time as you talking about. Very, I don't know, just whew, goofy.
Turkey Devu.
Glitch in the Matrix. The Matrix just got reset. Something's changed. Just so you know.
All right. So we should probably wrap this up because I'm going to tear apart my computer, I think.
All right. And get out the canned air and go to town.
Oh, crap. I got to get some canned air. Yeah.
You have a cat, right? Just grab it and squeeze.
Yeah. Something.
Looks like the OA Comics store is over at Zazzle.
Yep.
Nothing in it yet, but it's not opening till midnight tonight, so that's probably why. So, yeah.
You know what my dad brought me today?
What's that?
He brought me my old tackle box and a minnow bucket.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, I mean, when I say old tackle box...
Like when you were 12.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, my old handwriting and everything is, you know, big marker on it and, you know...
Some rusty stuff in there, I'm sure.
No, it was a plastic tackle box. No, the best part.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the lures. Yeah, the lures.
Yeah,
were
all right, plastic. Exactly.
But it was great because when my 9-year-old saw it,
yeah,
there could have been doubloons in there. I mean, a tackle box.
That's cool. That's awesome. Oh, speaking of kids, guess who joined Twitter?
Yeah, why did you let that happen?
Oh, was it gonna hurt?
Okay.
Who's it gonna? Sure. I have all of her passwords and stuff. It's not a big deal, but most of the people that she subscribed to are people that I'm subscribed to.
No, yeah, your daughter's officially an internet nerd.
She is. She's a good kid. I'm not worried about her getting in any trouble. But
right. It's
funny because you know Craig will tweet to her. He tweeted to her earlier because she tweeted about something and he tweeted back. It's like. Oh, she's like, "Hey, Dad, who's this?" And Dad, who's this?
Well, that's how I found out you were comatose on the couch.
I was, yes.
Yeah, she's tweeting. Yeah, Dad's asleep on the couch, drunk again.
No, as in a food coma. There's a big difference. I had one beer today.
Six pack of beer, and Dad's on the floor again.
Again, eating a cheeseburger with Michael Knight. Yeah, that's him. Oh, good times. This is memories. Building family memories here. This is not sad at all.
doing the whole, it feels like Thanksgiving. Dad got drunk and started screaming at the neighbors again.
That's right. Tell them, if you're going to smoke in front of your own damn condo, you damn rednecks. Exactly. It's beautiful.
Where'd that come from?
because the people in the condo, a couple down, they're guests weren't allowed to smoke in their house, so they went and stood in front of my house and smoked. I didn't say anything to them. I'm just like, oh, look, honey, the smoking area is in front of our place. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
They're just like, if the wind is blowing the direction, I would have said something, but it wasn't, so.
Yeah, see, that's where I would get, like, murdered in a condo.
Yeah.
Because I'd be out on my front step going, go away.
Go. Leave. Well, they're technically in the parking lot, but it was just right in front of our...
Oh, you know, okay.
It wasn't like they were... Standing on a, you know, in my porch.
Yeah,
or something.
If they were down in the parking lot, then they're fine.
Right, but it's just right in front of them. Whatever, because they're using the trunk of their car to put their ashtray. So yeah, it's nice.
Excellent.
Yeah beautiful.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway.
Memories.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of memories, let's take a step back in time, shall we, to the first GigCast Thanksgiving. Where our good friend Chuck Rolls was getting ready to do a Minute in Chuck's Brain Thanksgiving special. Right. Well, before we do that, let's just say goodbye so I don't have to come back and do any more. We'll leave you with that.
Fair enough.
All right. Okay, so this is JT Shea speaking to you. Actually, you know something? I'm going to pull up the template that I made a long time ago so we don't forget anything. That I haven't used them forever, so I keep forgetting stuff.
All right.
If I can find it. Where the hell did I put it?
What kind of a template do we have?
It wasn't a template. It was just a list of things I should mention at the end of each show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you to all the people. Thank
you. Like, for instance, here
Christiana Ellis.
I found it. Here we go. Oh, I was going to say. The Skype Out is provided by Rubber Malik Productions, home of the Gods of Arcalon at www.rmcomics.com. The opening theme is by Beatnik Turtle. You can find them at thesongoftheday.com. Hey, remember to check thegigcast.com for Webcomic Wire, for the Webcomic Wire, for links to more webcomic news stories that we don't get to on the show. Special thanks to Vader Mike, a.k.a. Mike Moss, from Quitting Time at quitting-time.com for keeping that all updated for us. And last but not least, the GigCast is a proud member of the Farpoint Media Network at www.farpointmedia.net and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 2.5 license. The GigCast is a Night Gig Studios production where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. www.nightgig.com. What's your gig? See,
hey, you want to know what I'm thankful for?
What are you thankful for?
The Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon. That's a good thing to be thankful for.
It was Gil Comics. Anyways, talk to you. Bye.
Bye. This is JT Schaefer, everybody here at the GigCast and Night Gig Studio, saying until next time, enjoy webcomics and be sure to save a turkey sandwich for me. Night, folks. This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?
One.
Oh, that's great. What was that, like 6 minutes ago?